discussion of a halakha, although it's not seasonal, but since we are learning Masechet Sukkah and we're in the sugyot, so that's the best time to talk about the halakhot. They invented a new schach in Eretz Yisrael that they claim is rainproof. Without getting into the details of the construction, the schach basically has on the side of it like gutters. And when you construct it in the way they tell you to do it, the rain just slides off the gutters, off the sukkah. So the question is this rainproof schach keshera? Which would be the question. It's made out of wood. It's not a keli, doesn't have mekabel tum'an, all the other problems. So what's the problem? Seemingly, if you can create a kosher schach, halachic, and you can bypass rain issues, especially in Chutz La'aretz, where it's usually the rainy season. Example, take Panama, it's rainy season. Take America, it's the fall, where it's very, very prone to have rain. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael not, but in these places where it's prone to have rain at this season, maybe it's a good idea to use this schach. Actually, that was the opinion of Rav Eliashiv, Alav Shalom. He wrote about it in a sefer called Sefer HaSukkah. He said, it's kosher. There's no problem. And he said, on the contrary, use it. Why not? So you'll be able to sit in the sukkah in these places where there's rain. So they asked him, but there is a shita that's brought down in the Tur. We saw it by the Samak. And the Samak says that Minhag is to build sukkot that do not have a permanent ceiling in order that the rain can penetrate it. And Shulchan Aruch brings down that Minhag of the Samak to build sukkot that are not permanent. But the Ashiv says that's not talking about this case, because it's not permanent. There's actually space between the slats. He says wind can come in. He says the bugs can come in. And it's not the permanence that the Minhag with the Samak was talking about, where you're building, you know, like boards, let's say, next to each other where there's no space in between, where it's mamash blocking out everything. On the contrary, he recommended it. And that's also the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that he wrote in the Sefer Shiragah Meir that it's okay. However, there's two sides to this argument over here. There are a lot of poskim, including the Shevet HaLevi, that discussed it, and he said, L'cha'ora, don't try to outsmart the halakha. The halakha says it's supposed to have rain coming in. Don't try to make these new type of inventions. You have to keep the regular schach like we kept throughout the generations. And that's in Kinyan HaTorah as well. He said it might be technically permissible, but nevertheless, it should be built in a way where the schach is able to penetrate. Also in the She'elot of Kenebosim, one must not use it. And he said that that's the opinion of Rabbi Yitzhak Yaakov Weiss, which is the Abedin. So it comes out, Mide Mahloket Lo Yatsa. It seems that there's two armies of rabbis on both sides that are debating this issue. Although the Yalkut Yosef doesn't really come out with a bottom line conclusion, he just says over here that it's a machloket. He talks about it on page 85 of Sukkah in a footnote. The Chaura, once already we're putting ourselves in a debacle, and it's a deoraita here. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, and we don't have an opinion of Acham Avadya really on this, what he said, and the rabbi over here is leaving it in abeyance. So until we have a clear posek that can tell us how to navigate between the two armies of rabbis, so we'll say one should not use this sechach for Sukkot. But since Rav Eliashiv did say that it's okay. So if somebody has such a schach, of course, for sure, he has what to rely on. But the techilah, to go out and buy this schach, knowing that it's under a great debate of hachamim, so one should refrain. But the bigger lesson over here is to learn that when we build the schach, that it should be built in a temporary way. You can't pile up schach in a certain way where it has a certain permanence. It has to be not windproof and not bugproof and not rainproof, according to the sports scheme, at least in order that it fulfills the qualifications of a kosher suit.